Justin.
All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody. Thank you. Morning.
Morning.
Welcome to today's meeting of the Board of Public Works. I want to first start today's meeting by just giving a measure and a note of thanks. First to our Lieutenant Governor, who I'm just so grateful to have as my partner in this work every single day, and for the remarkable job that she did chairing the Board of Public Works while we spent the past few board meetings working with our federal and our state partners in dealing with the issues with the bridge and the coordination around it. So much of this could not have happened without your leadership, LG. So I just want to say thank you so much.
And we're getting used to it, Governor.
I know. There you go. He's back.
Yeah.
But also want to say thank you to also my partners on this board, the Comptroller and the Treasurer. Just want to say thank you so much. Really could not be more grateful for all the work that you all do, the support that you've given, to our administration as we've helped to lead during this crisis and find ways of being able to provide support to the workers who have been impacted, mm-hmm. providing support to the families who have been impacted, providing support to the industries and the small businesses that have been impacted. We know that could not have happened without the support that you both have continued to lay out. And so we got a long road ahead, a very long road ahead. And at the same time, our state is going to be just fine. And we're grateful for the leadership and the partnership around these lines. With that, I want to say good morning, Ms. Secretary, and we'll go about the business of the day. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Governor, and to you, Mr. Treasurer, and Madam Comptroller. There are 14 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and 2 reports of emergency procurements. I'm happy to assist with answering any questions.
Great. Thank you so much. And I would actually like to call up items 7 and 12, which provide compensation and housing benefits to Mr. Gary Washington for being wrongfully incarcerated for more than 31 years, for a crime that he did not commit. In January of 1987, Mr. Washington was then 25 years old and a new father to a 3-year-old son. He was arrested for murdering a 17-year-old Fareem Ali in East Baltimore. He was charged with shooting for Ali after a dispute over drugs. And in June 1987, a Baltimore City jury convicted Mr. Washington of first-degree murder and the use of a weapon in the commission of a crime and sentenced him to life in prison plus 20 years concurrent. Despite the fact that there was no physical evidence linking Mr. Washington to the murder, and despite multiple witnesses accounting for Mr. Washington's whereabouts at the exact time of the crime, and witnesses who testified that they witnessed the altercation between Mr. Washington was not the one who shot Mr. Ali, the prosecution still rushed forward, and the jury rendered a guilty verdict. The prosecution's key witness for the trial, who was then 12 years old, later recanted his identification of Mr. Washington as the murderer, stating that he was manipulated by the police and sent Mr. Washington to prison. During his incarceration, Mr. Washington never gave up hope, despite appeals and judicial petitions getting denied time after time. And in 2018, nearly three decades later, a Baltimore City Circuit Court judge vacated Mr. Washington's conviction and ordered a new trial. And in 2019, the Baltimore City State Attorney's Office dropped the charges. So on January 15th of 2019, after spending 11,459 days behind bars for a crime that he did not commit, he was finally released. 11,459 days, or 31 years, were stolen from Mr. Washington. He miss his entire son's childhood and all the milestones that parents cherish. He missed spending time with his partner and as a husband to his wife, Teresa or Terry, who they met when they were 15 years old. They've been together since they were 15 years old. Who was a devoted partner and an advocate the entire time over this entire nightmare that spanned over 3 decades. And during that time, she then had to assist in raising the family on her own while her husband was wrongfully incarcerated. He missed years spending time being a son, and both of his parents supported him during incarceration. And sadly, during his incarceration, both his parents passed. And we'd spend some time just a little bit ago praying together. I learned that Mr. Washington's mother, the entire time, continued to push and state that her son is not guilty of this. And I say here what I said then, is that she knew that you were innocent. And she now knows, and she's known the entire time, that you're exonerated. She knows. And I know she's looking down with pride in her son. And also joining us today, alongside his wife, is also his friend, longtime friend, Mr. Stephen Reynolds, and his attorney, Renee Spence. And I cannot thank you both enough for not just your belief in your friend and your client, but also belief that the system could do right. And so, Gary is governor of this state, and more importantly, as a father, as a husband, and as a son, and as a fellow Marylander, there are no words that can convey how sorry I am to you two, Terry, how sorry we are to both of you for what you had to endure. And then on behalf of the entire state, I'm sorry for the failure of the justice system. And while I know today there is no amount that can undo the injustice, that can make up for what this state took from you, I'm just prayerful that right now this state can be able to pour into you in the way that your family deserves. And so I'm told that during his incarceration, Mr. Washington, who was an avid reader, turned to one book in particular to help him maintain hope. And that is a book that's actually one of my favorites, which is The Strength of Love by Dr. King. And I'll close my remarks with a quote from that book. It says, "Returning hate for hate multiplies hate. Adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And so, Mr. Washington, we are so deeply sorry. Thank you for being here today. We're honored to call you our neighbor as a Marylander. And we just hope that your tomorrows will be better than your yesterdays. God bless you both, and thank you so much for being here today. Is there any further discussion on the Secretary's agenda?
Governor, if may I?
Please.
On, it's item 14, University of Maryland Global Campus. But I know we can't get into the details of it, so I won't. And I guess it's more of a statement than anything else. I mean, I looked at some of the remedies and the cost, and it's, I know it's in the best interest of the state, so I will be supporting it, but this is ridiculous. Even the remedy for the additional training, no one needs this training. if you just read it, this is pretty basic. We should know at this point what we can and cannot do. You don't need to be trained on something as basic as that. And at some point, we just have to do what's right. We can't become retaliatory or punitive. We just, it has to be a level of professionalism that we just don't do things, and then the state is on the hook, to cover for those temper tantrums. And that's all this really comes down to. Someone had a temper tantrum because someone had the audacity to assert certain rights. So I will be supporting it, but for me, I feel the need to speak out on some of these things. Just, it seems to be this, and this goes back a long way, so in no way am I saying this is the Moore Miller administration, but it just seems to be this thing of, we'll do what we want. If there's an issue, we'll just pay it, settle it, and we'll just move on. There's not really the type of accountability of, you knew better than this. You knew this was going to get you in trouble. More importantly, you knew this would put the state in jeopardy. Do it anyway, and then the remedy ends up being, we'll write a check, we'll have training. There are times where training is appropriate, we need it, but this isn't a training situation. This is someone just got punitive and they got caught, and so here we are. So I just wanted to sort of highlight that. Maybe it means nothing in the scheme of things, but I just couldn't vote, and that is the absolute correct thing to do, is to vote in favor of this, but I couldn't just vote in favor of it without saying anything. So I said my piece, and we can move on.
Any further discussion? May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the Secretary's agenda.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Mr. Chair. We'll proceed with the DNR agenda. Ms. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning, Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller. Emily Wilson with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We have 11 items on our DNR real property agenda today for your consideration. Be happy to try to answer any questions.
Great. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve the DNR agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Great. Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you.
Next up, University System of Maryland, Mr. Hickey. Good morning. Good
morning, Governor. Good morning, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, Tom Hickey, representing University System of Maryland. There are two items for your consideration, and happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for the system?
No questions.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve the USM agenda.
Great. Second.
Second.
Thanks, Mr. Hickey. Thank you. We'll proceed with the MDOT agenda. Ms. Donsky, good morning.
Good morning, Governor. I'm Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, my name is Valerie Radomski, Chief Procurement Officer at the Maryland Department of Transportation. Today, we are presenting 11 agenda items for your consideration, seeking approval of two contracts to duly certified minority businesses, approximately $715,000, three contracts to certified small businesses, approximately $2 million, and one contract to a certified disadvantaged business enterprise for approximately $199,000. We have representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Outstanding. Are there any questions for the MDOT agenda?
No.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the MDOT agenda?
Move to approve the MDOT agenda.
And is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. And now we'll conclude with DGS. Secretary Chaudhry, good morning.
Morning, sir. Good morning, Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, I am Matif Chaudhry, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. The department is presenting 25 items in our agenda. We're withdrawing three items, item 4CGL, item 16S, and item 19-IT1.2 only. Our agenda does feature over $8 million in capital grants and loans. I did want to highlight one in particular, and that's item 12CGL, which provides $200,000 in state support to the board of directors of Incubate Community Partners for the design and construction of the Incubate Venture Studio. Located in the Blue Line Corridor of Prince George's County, this facility will serve as an immersive space for professionals, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to meet, collaborate, and work together. As we continue to keep an eye on our minority business participation, our agenda does include two contract awards and modifications to certified minority businesses totaling more than $1 million. And we have agency representatives here to answer any questions you may have.
Great, thank you so much. I want to highlight something that I was taken by looking at the whole agenda. And it's looking at item 15C, which is the 5-year statewide master contract for general construction works. I highlight it for this reason. The master contract includes 13 certified MBE prime contractors, 19 certified small businesses, which is a significant increase from the current master contract, which includes 4 MBE prime contractors and 6 certified small businesses. Kudos, because that kind of increase is not significant and takes a real measure of intentionality. And I do love the fact we're not talking about subs, we're talking about primes in this one. So I just want to highlight that and say, you know, thank you for continuing to expand opportunities for our MBEs and really prioritizing socioeconomic programs with intentionality. And I know that there's a lot of marketing that went into that as well. So kudos on that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Governor. Working very diligently on this. And these are primes for major construction contracts.
Yeah.
This is a big contract award. And then on top of that, we'll be able to set additional MBE goals at the task order level. So, and anything obviously over $200,000 will come back to the board for approval. So working diligently behind the scenes to increase participation for minority subs and primes.
Great.
Is there any further discussion on DGS agenda?
Governor, nothing on the agenda, but Mr. Secretary, I do want to extend a thank you. There was some issues that your department was handling with our building that we had requested necessary improvements that the employees were very appreciative of. So I just wanted to say thank you for overseeing those upgrades to the building.
Thank you very much, sir. Happy to assist.
Right. Nicer bathrooms. Thank you.
I wouldn't have say that. But yes, it's an older building. Now is not the time to do a full renovation, but there were a few necessary upgrades, and they're happy with it. So I wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome, and happy to help out. Happy to assist any way we can.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you, Governor and Secretary Grady, for including money for us to do that in our budget. Thanks.
Any further discussion on the DGS agenda? May I have a motion to approve the DGS agenda?
Move to approve the DGS agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding, Secretary Trump. Thanks so much. I just want to acknowledge also Delegate Wins over there. It's good to see you. It's great to see you here. Thank you so much for being here, as always, for your leadership. With that actually concludes today's Board of Public Works. Our next meeting will be on Wednesday, May 15th. Thank you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Thanks all.
Thank you.
Off the record at 10:30.